The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Sturt, Pat Patrick, Jack Mather, and our special guest for this evening, Edward Everett Horton. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, Ray, have you seen Charlie?
Why, yes, old boy. Any number of times.
No, but I know, but he isn't here. I don't know what to think.
Well, wouldn't it be pretty safe to think that he's somewhere else?
Yes, I know, but I'm getting a little worried.
Oh, no, there he comes now. Your worries are over.
Well, see, you're here at last. I want to talk to you, Charlie.
Less familiarity, please.
What?
From now on, it's Mr. McCarthy to you, bud.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. And what have you to say for yourself, young man?
Well, I just dropped by to tell you that there ain't gonna be any program here today.
Oh, is that so?
No.
Why?
Well, that is unless my demands are met.
Oh, I see.
The loin has toined.
I see.
Emancipation has set in, brother.
Uh-huh. Just what do you mean?
Well, I have just come from a meeting of the UVAPA.
And what is that?
That is the Underpaid Ventriloquist Assistance Protective Association. Yeah, local number one.
I see, yeah.
We're all members of the Knee Warmers Union. In good standing. Good sitting, I mean.
Yeah. And I presume you are their spokesman.
You guessed it, bud.
Yes.
I've been putting hair grower on my eyebrows, so look out, bud.
Well, what are your demands?
Well, I am a man of few words.
Well.
And two of them are more money.
I see. Well, if I know you, you'll expect your allowance to be at least doubled.
No, not at all, as a matter of fact, no.
No?
No, you can just leave it just the same.
Yeah.
Only pay it twice as often.
I see. Any more conditions?
I'll have to have 5-cent bonus for every laugh I get on the show.
I see.
Yeah.
And what's that for?
That's what we call chortle-to-chortle pay.
I see. Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, I just want what I'm worth.
Yeah. Well, are you worth what you want?
That, young man, is irrelevant, inconsequential, and highly embarrassing.
Yes. Well, I'll think over your demands. I'll think them over.
And don't forget, these demands are also retroactive to next week.
To next week?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. You know what retroactive means.
Well, Natch.
What?
Well, it's... there are two schools of thought. You take it retro, it's rather vague in its meaning.
You don't know, do you?
Well, No. But we're putting you down for a slice of it anyway.
I see. And what if I don't meet your terms?
Then we walk out.
Walk out, you will, huh?
Yeah. And then what did you do? Remember, good ventriloquist assistants don't grow on trees.
No.
I wish I hadn't said that.
And you think you can enforce these demands?
Well, that's our ultimatum. It's your move, Bergen. And I don't mean with your lips.
Well, young man, I refuse to be coerced. After all, I have some pride.
Yeah, but can you make a living with it, though?
Yeah. Tell me, Charlie, how strong is this association of yours? How many members do you have?
Well, I'd say the last count was around, Scranton, France, Gansy, 11 to 2.
How many is that?
I'd say roughly in the neighborhood of 1,000.
How many?
100.
How many?
One.
One, yes. Just as I thought. I think, Charlie, it's time that you quit thinking of me as your employer.
Don't you see? We're a team.
A team?
Yes.
Aha! I'll join the Teamsters Union.
No. No, I mean we're associates. We're partners. You know, you're as important as I am.
Well, I know it, but I didn't think you did.
Oh, now, if instead of cooperating, we squabble and part company, I won't have a job, and neither will you.
Well, by golly, that's right. That's, can't deny that. I guess I nearly killed a goose that was laying the golden goosenberries.
Yeah. Well, now, think it over, huh?
Yeah.
Think it over, and I'll see you a little later, partner.
Yeah. Okay, pal.
Yeah.
Good old Bergen. You know, he really appreciates me after all. He said so. That's swell. Uh-oh. Well, pinch my pennies and call me Bergen. The old skinflint talked me out of it again, didn't he?
Tune, Ray Noble's orchestra, and a special arrangement of How Are Things in Glacamora. Value you're after. In coffee, all the flavor you pay for. When all prices are high, you want your money's worth. And the makers of Chase and Sanborn coffee see that you get it. Every pound of Chase and Sanborn coffee is now vacuum-packed in tin or glass. And that means that you get full flavor value, full return for every penny spent. Only the vacuum pack can give you this protection. That's why no other container is good enough for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Science tells us that air is the destroyer of coffee flavor. But the vacuum pack seals in its full goodness at the moment the flavor is richest. No air can get in, so no flavor can get out. Your Chase and Sanborn is always fresh because it's vacuum packed. Taste that lavish abundance of delicious flavor. Enjoy finer coffee at the top of its form. Get all the flavor you pay for. Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor in the vacuum pack.
Your dog. Oh, trouble, 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 trouble.
Hello, Mortimer.
Hello.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for several days.
Well?
Yeah.
Well, you can't be that lucky all the time.
No. Well, how's everything, Mortimer? Hmm? I say, how is everything?
Oh, it's kind of topsy-turtle.
Topsy-turtle?
Yeah.
I see. What's the trouble?
I'm worried, I think.
You think, yeah. Worried about what? Hmm? I say, worried about what?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Oh, I'm worried about, let's see now. quiet, please. Oh, see, how many guesses do I get?
Oh, now. Surely you remember what's worrying you.
Well, it could be that note that the teacher writ to me.
Oh.
No. Oh, yeah.
The teacher wrote you a note.
Well, how'd you guess?
Well, oh. I bet it was about your performance in that school play last week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. As an actor, I was a flip-flop.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. She said I was an idiot.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, don't be discouraged. You know the old saying, if at first you don't succeed...
Yep, that's right. Yep. Yes, sir, that's the way it goes.
Yes. What's the rest of it?
The rest of what?
If at first you don't succeed...
You're a better man than I am, Mickey Finn.
No, no. Well, just buck up, Mortimer. It isn't what happens to you that counts.
No.
No, it's how you take it.
Is that so?
Yes. Yeah. But then again, you've of course, got to be on your toes.
Yeah, sure. I think that if a fellow... what was the question?
I didn't ask any question.
Oh. Well, feel free to do so anytime.
Well, thank you. I'd like to help you be your old self again.
No, I've got enough trouble already. I don't want to...
There's an old saying, conquer your weaknesses before they conquer you. What?
Who conked who?
No. It amounts to forget your troubles. Laugh and be merry.
Well, I'd rather laugh than be Mortimer.
Is this note the one sticking out of your pocket? Is that the one from your teacher?
Yeah, you can read it if you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dear Mortimer.
That's me, you know. Yeah.
Your quaint idiosyncrasy...
See, she calls me an idiot right there. No.
Your quaint idiosyncrasies made you the hit of the show. You should go far.
See, no, she wants to get rid of me there.
No, you're wrong, Mortimer. This isn't derogatory at all.
No.
No, no. It's highly complimentary, this letter.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. How could you ever make such a mistake?
Well, I'm only human. Sort of.
Yeah. Mortimer, do you think you will ever outgrow your stupidity?
No, I don't think so, no. I got the largest eyes.
Yes, you certainly have.
Say, Edgar, I notice you're limping a little today. What's the matter? Charlie getting too heavy for you?
No, Ken. I got hurt yesterday in a store.
Well, you have to expect that if you tangle with these women shoppers around Easter, you know.
No, it was in a pet shop, and a dog bit me in the leg.
Oh.
I don't think it's serious. What would you do?
Well, I'd limp, too.
Yeah.
Good, huh?
No, I don't mean that at all.
Well, Edgar, how'd the dog happen to bite you?
Well, you see, Charlie and I were out walking and looking for a pet shop when a store window caught Charlie's attention.
Hey, Bergen, this looks like an animal store. Or is that your reflection I see in the window?
Oh, this is a pet shop, all right. Let's go in. Hello there. Is the proprietor in?
Certainly. I am he, or him, or it, Oh, dear. I'm Horton, Edward Everett Horton.
Oh, yes.
Edward Everett.
Here.
It looks like open house at Walt Disney's.
Yes, indeedy. I have eagles, beagles, wrens, hens, frogs, dogs, and a slight touch of indigestion.
Is that so? Leaves little to be desired, doesn't it? Well, we feel, Mr. Horton, that our house is incomplete without man's best friend. And we thought that you might be able to help us out a little bit.
Well, I do have a few good phone numbers. Now, well, there was Mildred. Mildred is awfully nice. Mildred at a taffy.
No,
we want to buy a dog.
Yes, a dog.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Of course. That's right up my alley.
Oh. You don't have one here.
Why, of course,
oh,
naturally.
You do. I see.
Oh, you know, there's nothing more comforting than sitting in front of a fireplace with a dog at your feet, smoking your pipe and slippers.
You're sitting too close to the fire, aren't you? I have more practical reasons for wanting to buy a dog. There are strange noises around my house at night.
Oh, really?
Well,
oh, my. Have you ever tried sleeping on your side?
Oh, no, I don't...
I know what you mean. Oh, yes. Have you ever seen any prowlers?
How could he see them with a sheet over his head? Oh,
ha, 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 ha. All right, now, students, all together. That was very good, pupils.
Anita, what are you doing here?
Why, I'm teaching the canaries to sing.
Oh.
You know, we have some very clever birds here.
Yeah.
There's one team where one bird sings and the other bird plays a piano.
What's their names, Margaret and Harry?
Oh, be quiet, Charlie. Now, students, for your first lesson, just follow me. My chances slimmer each passing day. I could have held out longer, but love was stronger. You had your way. And now all my dreams, and I've had a few, suddenly are all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me? And now all my dreams, and I've had a few, suddenly are all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me? And what am I gonna do about you?
That was really beautiful.
Wasn't it? Yes, she has a voice like a nightingale.
Yeah. Now, will you please wait on us?
Pardon?
I say, will you please wait? Oh, you birds, pipe down! I say, what? What about waiting?
Charlie.
What?
The birds have stopped.
Oh. What about waiting on us? Now,
yes,
about the pets?
Yes, of course. Very glad to indeed. Now, here is just the thing for Easter.
What?
A pair of rabbits.
Well, would you sell us just one?
Oh, I'm sorry, no.
Why is that?
I couldn't possibly, no. That would be splitting hairs.
Well...
But I must tell you, really, I'm really thrilled. I must tell you that I have two of the cutest little white-faced baboons.
Oh?
Mm.
Adopted or your own?
Now, look, Horton, I want a dog. I think I've made myself clear. A dog, do you hear?
Don't yell like that. Of course I hear you. Yes, I'm not deaf.
All right.
What kind of a frog do you want?
A frog, he says.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Look,
my aunt was in here about a week ago and bought the most unusual feminine parrot.
Can you describe her?
Certainly, yes. She's rather tall and thin and wears nose glasses.
I beg your pardon. I've never sold anyone a near-sighted parrot.
My dear fellow, I was speaking of my aunt. Really, I just can't take any more of this. From morning till night, it's drinking coffee and eating crackers and talking, talking.
Is that the parrot or your aunt?
Both of them.
Oh, both of them.
No, seriously, what I really came here for is a recipe for the old bird, you see.
The best way to cook the bird's meals?
No, the best way to cook the bird. Oh, I say, what's behind this curtain?
Oh, okay.
Oh, forgive me. Oh, really, how embarrassing. I didn't know it was a bird bath.
What did he see
now,
there?
Now, gentlemen, please.
I just want to...
No. Remember, right over here is the sick ward.
Oh, are you an animal doctor, too?
Yes, indeed. I am a veterinarian.
Of what war?
No. I studied veterinary at Harvard, physiology at Yale, and anatomy at Earl Carroll's.
Oh. You get around quite a bit, don't you? Is this visiting hours for the sick?
It is indeed. Fine. And right here is a most interesting patient. It's a Norwegian cuckoo.
A Norwegian cuckoo?
Mm.
Well, what's her trouble?
Well, she oos before she coos.
Most peculiar thing, you know, really.
Maybe she's suffering from streptococcus.
I never began.
Before she coos.
And for goodness sakes, my gosh.
What's the matter?
Well, my name is Ursel Twing.
Did we ask you?
Well, no, but that's what it is.
All right.
And I live upstairs, and you'll just have to stop this noise and this ruckus, because I'm suffering from insomnia.
Oh. You want to see the veterinarian.
Well, wait a minute. What about my dog?
Oh, does your dog have insomnia, too?
No, but that's why I'm here.
Oh, you have insomnia?
No, all
right. Oh, you poor thing. Yeah. Well, I have to have my sleep because I'm going to night school so I can get a daytime job.
Oh, you're going to get a job. Good.
That's right. I surely am. I'm going to be a sky rider.
Really?
Well, that's one way to make people look up to you.
Yeah. All right. When it rains, are you using indelible smoke?
No. You see, I have a ballpoint airplane that writes under clouds.
Well, isn't it awful when you misspell a word?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me a bit because my plane has a rubber rudder.
A rubber rudder?
That's right, a rubber rudder. So I just back up and wiggle my tail.
Well, it must take an awful lot of training, doesn't it?
An awful lot? Oh, for goodness sake, why, I studied so hard that I started seeing spots before my eyes.
Did you see an optician?
No, just spots. And then I went to see a Freon, and he told me to use an eyewash containing benzene. Mm-hmm.
Did you get rid of the spots?
Yes, but it left rings.
Oh. Horton, I insist that you wait on me. I have
only been too glad to, really. Now, what was it you wanted?
What I wanted?
Oh, don't tell me. When you came in, you wanted a guppy, wasn't it? Yes.
A puppy.
You distinctly said guppy.
No,
you can't fool me.
Keep out of this, will you?
Well, that just does it. I'm just so upset that... But I'm not going to fly into a snit.
No,
I'm not. I'm just going to fly in my... put your hands over your ears in my helicopter. And I'm just so mad that I'm not even going to stop to say goodbye, aye.
My dog.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm waiting. Yes. Now, here is a very fine-looking wire-haired terrier.
Oh, let me pet a wire-haired. He's really wire-haired, isn't he?
I'd like a larger dog than
and
that.
And over here, see there? That's a St. Bernard. That's for $100.
That's a little high.
No, not at all, no. That includes 3 refills for the keg around his neck.
Oh, I see.
And he can spot a crook every time.
Dick Tracy would please. I'll take him.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Splendid. Yes. Shall I wrap him up?
Wrap him up.
Here, Chauncey. Come. Ah! He bit me.
Well, you said he could spot a crook, but we didn't expect a demonstration.
Come here, Chauncey. I'm your new owner.
Poor dog. I know how he feels.
Yeah. Nice, Chauncey. Let me pet you. Why, he bit me, too.
Well, that proves he's not a one-man dog, doesn't it? Get away from me. Don't look at me like that. Help, 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 help.
The coffee news that's so welcome today is how to get all the flavor you pay for. Naturally, when food prices are up, you want every penny to bring you full value. To make sure that it does, get Chase and Sanborn coffee. Every pound is vacuum-packed in tin or glass. No other container keeps coffee fresh because no other container can shut out the air. And air is the destroyer of coffee freshness and flavor. That's why vacuum-packed Chase and Sanborn is so rich, so satisfying, and delicious. All the original shade-grown flavor is sealed in, away from the air. It's always in prime condition, at its best, because it's vacuum-packed. That's the greatest discovery of modern times in the packing and care of coffee. And because Chase and Sanborn coffee is so much finer, no other container is good enough for it. So every time you buy coffee, get all the flavor you pay for. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Every pound is fresh because it's vacuum-packed. Be sure and listen in next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will welcome as their special guest, Don Ameche. When you're buying coffee, ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor, vacuum-packed. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. When young folks come trooping in from school, there's one snack that always hits the spot. That's V8 vegetable juices. They'll love it with sandwiches. They love it in tall, cool glasses all by itself. There's a particular reason for serving V8 often to children. You see, a glass of V8 is like a helping of fresh vegetables, a delicious combination of juices pressed from plump, ripe tomatoes, crisp celery, lettuce, and parsley, juices of carrots, watercress, spinach, and beets. All these fresh juices are so expertly combined that they actually flavor each other. And that's why V8 is so good. That's why V8 is so important as a breakfast juice, so bracing as a lunch beverage, and so appetizing before dinner. Tomorrow, pick up a few extra cans of V8 at your grocer's. Enjoy a big glass of V8 yourself, along with the children after school. You'll love its distinctive, zesty tingle. And remember, there's a wealth of garden goodness in every delicious sip of V8 vegetable juices.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles,